construction schedule. At the last meeting, Piazza submitted schedule update number 12 and 13. Schedule update number 13 shows an 8/24 completion date of 8/24 due to the switch gear.
No, it's not just doing the switch gear, read the schedule. Read the schedule. You got the incandescent paint, you got the panels, when did the delay cause the delay right down the road?
That was your guys' comments from last week.
Read his comments. He's sending you a whole new breakdown.
No, this was from the last meeting.
It's not just a sweep here. If you read the bottom of the
thing, I know that, but I'm just reading comments from the last meeting.
I'm sorry.
So that was Piazza's comment. I think maybe even if it wasn't you, it might have been even John that said that.
At the other meeting, and I don't know if it was the one before, where we went out and did a whole other schedule, and then they said, we're not accepting it because you could do better. I want a meeting so you could show me where I could do better in reality. So, I mean, because nobody's addressing all they're saying, we're denying this, we're denying that. Hey, the facts are on paper, prove the facts wrong, and we can move on.
Tall has been in communication with other vendors to explore other options, and this is regarding the switchgear as well.
Same thing, 1 year lead time.
What year?
1 year.
KG&D stated we need to explore
with other vendors.
A temporary switchgear. We will need to know Con Ed will provide new service. J&M and BGA to discuss and review what would be required for the temporary switchgear to provide temporary heat.
So I believe construction managers found somebody who's willing to quote temporary switchgear.
What is it?
Is that right, Nancy?
Yes.
So we'll see if that pans out.
We're exploring options.
So wait. I need this to be clear. You have somebody, or you're exploring it?
We think we have, as of last night, there was one vendor said he would provide a quote. All the other vendors have declined. And also, we want to explore with Talt and our engineering team upgrading the temporary to run a part of it. And we talked about this part of the HVAC. Jim believes it should be the water side.
The air side.
Yeah. Paul believes it should be the water side. We just wanted to talk about that a little bit because we need to get this building conditioned so we can do finishes. And, you know, the water side will get us 50 degree heat, right? Which should allow for finishes. Am I right?
Should be fine.
Yep. But it doesn't do anything for dehumidification, which right. can be an issue. If we run the air side, we're at risk of getting it all crapped up. Jim, you had some ideas on protection for that?
I did and do. What we do is we put MERV 8 filtration and we have rolls of it. We cut it and put them on every inlet.
We've never done that before.
Only every job. Mm-hmm. And it's worked out pretty good.
Do you have to clean the ductwork when you're done with that? Or
no.
Is it
good? Because you're putting on the returns, return out.
Every inlet, not outlet, every inlet.
Where it goes back to you.
Yeah.
Are you generally comfortable with that, Lee? We use those temporary.
I'm not comfortable.
You have to be diligent with changing those.
Correct.
Things.
I mean, you can see when they're.
Depends on what you're doing in the space.
Right.
What about what
you
doing
can tell
the sanding? When we're the taping and the sanding.
This will get 99% of that.
Okay, good.
I would defer to
it. Well, we're not opposed to that at all. And initially...
It's just the ductwork's got to be clean no matter what.
Yes.
If the system doesn't work and it needs to be cleaned, then we're going to have to clean the ductwork.
Worst case scenario, you go and clean the duct, you're looking at another 15, 20 grand.
Okay.
Initially, we had recommended a baseboard radiation, not knowing the time of year that the finishes were going to be done. We need a 600 amp service if we temporary service if we go with baseboard. If we go with the air handling side, we're going to need a 1,000 amp service. Our electrical department also would recommend not upgrading the existing electrical service that we have temporary, but putting a new one in from, I think, Lawrence, the side over here, putting a second one in, because it's got to go right next to where the switchgear is. Do it that way.
So Jose, it takes like 6 to 8 weeks to get a service out of Con Ed, right, by the time you start this?
I'm not sure what the lead time is.
Circled around.
I'm not sure what the lead time is.
Chris.
We submitted all the paperwork, everything.
I'll be sure you get it.
Okay. What's in the works right now is for the 400 amp.
Right, right.
So that's what they're looking into right now. So from what I thought was going to be happening was, this one is going to be coming out, and the new one is going to be coming in at the same location.
If that is a recommendation you have, and
well,
we're not opposed to that. This is kind of a work in progress, but that's what we need. If we're going to go with the air side, it looks like we're leaning that way. It's 1,000 amps.
All right. I don't know about what GC thinks, but I think the air side is better for environmental conditions to finish the job.
This is for the heat you were talking about, right?
And dehumidification, yes.
And dehumidification.
I think the most difficult part is going to be the communication because of the floors.
I guess it depends on what time you
That's what's going to hold any the moisture and a lot of it is going to be the floors.
So with the 1,000 amp service, it will start up the units that you need for the dehumidification and for the heat.
Correct.
And the water system will not be active.
Okay.
So why don't you put a little bulletin describing the 1,000 amp together for the CM to distribute to toll, and then you figure out the best way to do it, whether it's refeeding this one or coming in with a new one.
So, but are we proceeding with the 400 amp?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't want to upset that apple cart.
That was an emergency, and they were going to freak out and shut us down. So don't stop that. But this would pile on to it fairly soon.
Well, it's in Connett's hands now anyway.
It is.
Okay, so.
But we all thought it was better to just fix the emergency first and then figure this out. And we were still hoping you were going to tell us the switchgear is coming tomorrow.
When you say the water system, that's for the baseboard heat?
Correct. Type.
But we'll still have water to do our finishes and the job. That part's still
domestic
running. That's still separate. Okay.
The other option, I guess, Savin, you guys had looked at for a generator company. It would move another service. We could use a generator, but and there were a bunch of questions from the vendor, from the generator company, which we're going to answer today.
Okay.
Our sense is that's going to be a lot more expensive. You know, having a generator over there, because it's got to be monitored. There's fuel associated with it. It's cumbersome. We're leaning on maybe not recommending the generator, but options are good.
Would it also be loud?
Yes, we loud as well.
Neighbors are going to hate it.
Yes.
I think the 1,000 amp service would probably be the best way to go.
All right.
Let's get the quote.
Let's do the bulletin, and we've got to continue to pursue parallel pathways here. Because we got to get something in so the building can be finished, and then wait out the switchgear when we get temporary switchgear. Those are our only two options. We're not going to just sit on our hands until switchgear gets here. And as for construction schedule, and I don't think this is the place to debate it, something's been submitted. It's not acceptable, but it is adequate. The requisitions for this month are being processed, but requisitions for next month will again require the coordinated schedule.
Okay, but Russ, the only way that we're really going to get this, right, is if we sit down and figure it out.
Okay.
Because we're getting.
Who do you believe needs to be there to sit down?
I'm sorry.
Who needs to be there to sit down?
I think it's the Al, Mike, yourself. Stuart, other Michael Feasy, and figure out how we're going to do this, because it just gets longer and longer, and you know, we are now there's problems with deliveries. All of a sudden, a lot of problems with deliveries.
So we need to really, the aluminum panel coming out of Germany. They just gave me a huge increase and a delivery time. I'm working on that. I'm working on how to get it from them, from another shipping company.
Is this the Rainabond panel?
Yeah, that we have in Italy. So when we get it from Germany to Italy, I can get it here. So I'm working on that. But
maybe you should go to Italy and talk to them.
Well, we've already got some from Germany. If we can get it to Italy, we can get it transported here. It's coming out of Germany. That's a major hassle. And all I'm saying is the schedule has gone out because of inputs that have come in from other trades. Now we need to just sit down and say, okay, we can do this like this, we can do this like that, and figure it out. By us arguing, writing back and forth, it's not going to get figured out. Well, we need to figure it out.
No one more than me wants to write fewer letters.
Right, but the point of the matter is we've got a lot of consultants on this now.
So we'll consider a scheduling meeting and get back to you.
But why are you considering? We need to have
it. Because I don't make these decisions by myself.
Oh, okay. All right, I thought it was okay. It's understandable.
So while we're talking about supply chain issues, so we've been asking you about switchgear for a long time. Apparently they told you something and then they changed it.
Correct.
And you've been able to prove that, right?
Correct.
You gave us documentation.
Yes, I did.
So Nick and Jim and Ron's team, we're concerned that this is going to happen all the way down the line. And we've already been criticized as the owner's team for not monitoring deliveries adequately. We've asked for proof of orders before. I think we need to see on all the critical items it takes to finish this building, like light fixtures. Do you have them?
I released them. Well, they're not released because if they start showing up next week, we have nowhere to put them.
Okay, so how do we prove that we're going to get them?
I sent over the schedule. So they have the schedule of when the ceiling is going to be ready for us. So they're doing their releases as per the schedule. So they know what the lead times are. I could go ahead and get lead times on them.
Okay. Can I just make a comment on that?
We need to do a little bit better job of getting in front of this.
Right.
Because
we've had
problems with the stone, which was solved. We had problems with the wall tile, which was solved. We can't tolerate this with everything that takes to finish this building.
The issue is this. They give you a lead time, you give them the money, you turn around and get everything out of order. Like we said, as far as we were concerned, I've always said it, I'm not worried, we're getting this, we're getting that. Now that they got to go and produce it and get it out to us, this is when the problems are coming up from the manufacturers.
Yeah, I still think that, please share your documentation on the lead items.
You're gonna get all primes,
so that we have proof that it's going to be here.
They sent me an email about a month ago, asking me if they want me to go ahead and release them. Start coming to the job site. There's no way to put them, so I can't. I got the only way.
Connex boxes. That was everybody knew that.
But Nick, you know how many lights you have?
Everybody knew that.
So where are you going to put all these Connex boxes?
Everybody knew that. So that shouldn't be a surprise, and that even shouldn't be a conversation here. You guys have to get the material, stock it, store it. They gave you the school. They gave you on the street. That was all for the equipment material. I'm like flabbergasted that you guys don't have crap in your freaking trailer.
Nick, I'm flabbergasted.
Can you put it on here as per savvy release the lights?
Listen, can you put it on there, release all lights as per savvy?
The point is, we are on our point, and your light fixtures are a problem, okay? Because every job right now, they're releasing light fixtures, okay, and they're not getting them in time. So if I'm you, release it. Because you're going to see, then they're going to come back with something. So I've released just about everything on this job. But that's the game that they're playing now. Remember, when they laid off people, all right, they laid off, let's say, 50 people, they only put 25 back. Nobody is going full force. You know, they're making more money with less force than
I haven't been told that there's issues with the lights. They have the schedule.
And where we are with supply chain, the only thing you can do is order it, get it, store it. You can't, it's not wait until we need it and deliver it. I'm telling you, that's not what's happening. So we shouldn't even be here doing that. We technically, we're supposed to be done in another 4 to 6, 7 months. And we're talking about stuff that we're not going to have for a year. So forget about anything else. So how long is it, what's the year going to turn into? 16 months, 18 months? See, that's why we should have watered that crap a long time ago. Absolutely.
It's not the point. It's not the point of ordering. You're missing the point. It's not the point of ordering. You can order it, and then they come back and say,
exactly.
I can't
get
it.
They were released on time.
Nick, you guys had over 14 months right now to complete all your submittals. And all your material.
That's not the point.
Is that wrong?
No, you're missing the point. They're on order. Then the manufacturers, all right, tell the suppliers, we can't get there for another 12 weeks, 13 weeks. Not only do they have your money in their hand, okay, but what do you do? I'm talking on my end. I'm not that bad. So
this stuff always happens. All we're asking for is the documentation that you did all this, right? Because if there's recourse, then it's not to you, it's to the manufacturer, okay?
Right, so get everything, show their invoice, show the thing, show the
okay,
the, everything,
I'll start
and
working
just get
on
it.
That. Okay.
Just the big stuff, not the little.
Yeah.
We don't need everything.
Yeah. The large
it's,
items.
You know,
yeah.
It's flooring. It's hardware. It's.
We have a lot of stuff.
If you've invoiced for it and it's been proven to be here, we don't need that.
Okay,
no.
Just
that's
what's
already
not
been
here.
Done. If it's not here and it's critical
not
items,
and not,
I don't need to see caulking or paint. I know you're going to be able to get that.
Yes.
But flooring and finished products especially. Anything else on the exterior, Nick, besides the rain upon them?
No, everything else is...
Being delivered today, right?
Yeah, there's brick being delivered. The stone is being delivered.
The cast stone?
Yeah.
Is that being...
I don't know the cast stone. I know the stone.
The veneer stone. Yep.
The veneer stone being that.
They made the pieces?
No, that's what I heard from Richard. He says he's all good.
What about your precast?
That's actually... We're doing that by elevation.
I'm not worried about the precast because it's made here, so.
Yep, they make it and bring it right out. It'll still be warm when it gets here.
Schedule update 14 due? 14 is due, right? Schedule update? That's the next one.
What did we just get?
12
and
13? 12 and 13 we got. 13 we got, I want to say almost a month ago now. Close, 3 weeks.
But given the schedule 14 without us sitting down and ironing it out, it's a waste of time. Because all we're going to get there and just say, we're not approving it.
I understand.
Okay? My job is to try to shrink the schedule. But I need help. I need help in doing it. I'm willing even to get the guys for the panels and their manufacturer, whoever is representing them, at that meeting too.
Anything else on the construction schedule? Next topic is field coordination. I'm going to run down this list. Some of the stuff might be done already, but I'm going to run down it anyway. Structural steel at community building is still ongoing. Continue working on bolting, welding, and decking. I think most of the decking is installed.
Decking was inspected.
Yeah, it's just all done.
We only have
the trusses welded.
We only have inspection on half of the deck.
Half of the trusses, because you can't get up there.
Correct.
On the section that's slab on grade.
Yes.
So once the slab is poured, you'll be able to look at it from the lift. Fine.
Stair G, H, and C arrived 2 weeks ago. Stair G is currently being installed. I believe stair C and H to follow.
C, I understand we're going next week with?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yep.
And that material is here. So.
Yep. Okay. Mason's currently working on stair B, C, and elevator pit at Academic Building. And they began layout for a community building basement. They've already got walls up almost the whole way. I'd say half the basement's already blocked.
Yep, C is complete.
And stair C, you said, is complete,
it's
Mike?
Complete, yep.
Thank you. And stair B is about to be complete. They're pretty close.
Very soon. Hopefully this afternoon, first thing in the morning.
When are they going to finish the elevator shaft?
Well, 7 courses at a time. We've probably got about another 3-4 days to go. So, very soon.
They're getting to the 4th floor slab level today.
Yeah, so we got, you know.
Then they got to grout it, and then we got to go back.
Yeah,
you know,
so it's almost like they skip 2-3 days, and then they're doing this.
Well, they probably skip a day because they're doing 7 courses here, 7 courses there, 7 courses there, 7 courses in the basement. So like I said, four more days, we should have that buttoned up, get the roof decking on.
But the block goes up, it's the grouting then.
The grouting.
And that's got to set for 2-3 days, and then you got to go back.
Continue installation of interior and exterior framing on the 4th floor. 4th floor framing at the last meeting was 40% complete. We're way further than
way
that.
Further. Everything is complete except for the east elevation. Just some minor framing on that side.
You mean exterior?
Exterior.
Yeah, okay.
4th floor framing.
Interior? What about the interior?
Getting close.
Continuing.
60.
Whatever happened with the lockers and the roughness of the lockers?
We're meeting with another manufacturer, George, I think tomorrow. Tomorrow or Friday, they're meeting with, we have 3-4 guys that are coming in. So we're going to lock that up.
Well, what we talked last week was that the rough openings in the hallways are dependent on the locker manufacturer.
On those lockers, mm-hmm. And I think they said that's what they were trying to get, is the same
so
locker.
So we were told last week that you're going to work with the submitted.
Yes.
And the rough openings would all be fine.
Yes.
But if you change manufacturers.
I don't think we're going to have a problem.
I think you meant manufacturers.
If you're going to have a problem, it's
going
to be the end filler piece. It's going to be 4 inches, it may be 6 inches, it may be 3 inches. That's the only issue I see.
All right, but we just don't want it to look like a hack job.
Right, exactly.
Understand?
Right.
So you're still going to get the ASI lockers?
We're trying, man. It's the manufacturers that are going broke everywhere. So that's the next business we're going to go into, lockers.
Continue installation of exterior sheathing. I believe they're on along Lawrence right now.
Lawrence is complete.
Yeah.
They're in the front.
Complete.
On McLean Ave?
Yeah.
I can't do McLean. That's the east.
No. Lawrence is complete with sheathing.
He said something about the front.
Yeah, that's it. He's meaning Lawrence, I'm sure.
Is there tape on that sheathing?
Yeah, that is.
There will be, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Air vapor barrier tape, which we're starting next week.
Piazza is required to install wood blocking for all toilet accessories and has requested cut sheets. We've been working with Yonkers to provide all the cut sheets.
Okay, we're good.
We have everything now?
Yep.
And he just sent stuff over.
Yes, we have it.
He just
yes.
sent some stuff over yesterday or Monday, and I sent it over
to
you.
Yep.
That was the last
two
pieces.
Yeah, that was the last of it.
Can I ask you a question? Do you want wood blocking or do you want the stock? The metal stock.
Doesn't matter. You're installing whatever you want.
I'm just saying.
We've always seen the metal block.
Right, exactly.
For the lighter items,
said wood block, yes. That's what I'm like asking. Yeah. Okay.
For so like this, the you know, heavy items, we'll use a wood block.
Yeah.
Fire retardant wood, right?
Fire retardant, absolutely.
Yeah. Still continue fireproofing. Currently, you guys are working in the cafeteria. That was 2 weeks ago. You guys completed the cafeteria fireproofing. They're currently up on the 4th floor.
Yes.
When do you think the scaffold will go up along Lawrence?
Along Lawrence, that's going to be like our second time around. We're going to lift coming out of the courtyard today, tomorrow morning. We're going to scaffold the courtyard. I have a plan with Hull, like how we're going to go around the building. So scaffold on Lawrence, I can't give you a date off the top of my head.
But you're starting in the courtyard.
We're starting in the courtyard.
So you're going to do the side and move around like
that? Well, we're probably going to move around to the inside corner and come back around, set up A. I'm going to get the zinc panel guy and the air vapor barrier. on the first section from 6 to 11 line. Get that all buried, get my Z-girts on that section. Foreigner's going to get those windows in on that section coming up in the next couple weeks. And then I'll turn that over to Hall so he can scaffold that section. So it's kind of like,
So you got to do?
Pretty much. And then we get the wall up on top of the link roof. She does that every day. You see her. Like, just give her pom poms. So the link wall that actually comes to the bottom, three courses above the link roof, and that brick runs up. So I have it all worked out. I'm not sure if I answered your question, but it's all worked out.
So you're gonna start scaffolding in the courtyard next week?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Mike.
Really?
So the first window goes in. We should look at that together
Absolutely. We can do that.
Sorry, Chris. No problem.
Nick, Artie and Artie. Thanks.
Seabreeze, complete installation of roofing system at academic building except for stair A and B. Do we have a date when those guys are coming back?
I didn't hear the first part.
The Seabreeze. Do you know when they're coming back?
No, not right yet.
I wasn't sure if you were going to bring them back for A or B, the stairs.
I'm going to. Once we complete high tech's doing some minor finishing up on welding up there.
No problem.
We complete the last little bit of roof framing so the roof could tie that in. He might hit it up like a Thursday, Friday, finish it up for me.
Russ, can I ask if you can look at where the expansion joint is on the roof? For Watsky. You know where you got the tie downs, the washers, maybe another PDM strip.
We'll look at it.
I can send you a picture.
Yeah, that'll be easier.
Roofing inspection took place. This was weeks ago, and the report was sent out to everybody. I'm just going to go through what the primes are working on now. Lombardo, continue installation of storm, domestic water, sprinkler piping, and continue domestic water testing and insulation. Mike, you guys are currently working where?
A community building, mainly on storm drain. And
I'm sorry, say that again?
We're working in the community building on storm drain piping. Yeah. We're also working in the academic building, putting isolation valves. Insulation.
And you got all your measurements or heights that you needed for your roof drains over here?
I did. Yep, I got all of them. Yep.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Jim, J&M, continue installation of hangers, hot water piping, and ductwork where available, and continue testing hot water piping and insulating. I know you. Currently, right now, you got your guys working in the cafeteria doing hot water piping. Is anything else I'm missing? You guys fixed the ductwork last week.
You guys covered. Can I ask a question on the ductwork and the large ductwork?
The cafeteria specifically?
Cafeteria, the hanging. I see straps were used. Just used to seeing like Kindorf.
He had it on some of them.
Yeah, I'm not an expert on it, but it's just
a low pressure house.
Questions?
Standard.
This was, like I said, this is weeks ago, but I'm still going to go down it. All rooftop units at academic building have been delivered and installed, and all the ERUs are inside the building. Third and fourth floor were the last two. Continue roughing all areas where available. Start doing branch wiring for rooftop units and pulling feeders to panels. Tall would like a status update on the retaining wall. We are pouring the concrete for the footing tomorrow.
Yep.
The wall will follow in a couple days. Tall is ready as soon as Piazza is ready for him.
With their sleeves.
Piazza, they installed all the catch basins and drainage up along Lawrence Street. That's all completed, backfilled, tested.
Is SMH2 in?
Yes.
That's the one closest to DI7, right?
Correct.
Okay. How was that? I wasn't here last week. That one's not
SMH2
in, right?
SMH2 is furthest east, I believe. SMH1 is
the whole one by the main
the one
entrance
that ties into the street.
Okay. Maybe I have my numbers mixed up.
Yes.
Tall requested information on the kiln. We got that to him. Thank you. And And Tall also requested all primes to sign off on the solar panel coordinated drawing. Did we do that?
Only Jim signed off on it.
Only J and M. And Jose, what else are you guys working on that we can discuss?
We're still roughing third and fourth floor for lighting, outlets, mechanical units.
Fire alarm.
We're also doing the community building feeders, conduit feeders, and installing the back boxes. I got a question regarding the Con Ed service. There was a discussion about Lawrence Street changing the one-way direction.
Never heard about that.
No?
I don't know where that came from.
So there is it. Or was that?
Yeah, it's changing.
It is changing.
Really?
Yeah.
Is anyone going to tell us these things?
It's been a part of the design from the beginning, Nancy.
Okay.
So
the buses drop off going the right way.
Okay. So the one way is going to be heading this direction now.
Yes.
Okay. Reason why I'm asking is because
that's
Con Ed
why
wants.
They widened it. They're changing the. They're changing the lights. City's on it.
Okay. Because Con Ed wants us to bring the riser on the opposite side that the traffic is going, just in case somebody hits the pole, they don't hit the conduits. So we're going to move the.
Think like the school bus coming the other way.
Okay.
So Lawrence will be a two-way.
No.
No.
One way. The one way is changing direction.
One way the other way.
And the only other thing I didn't really mention in here was Piazza started doing the fire stopping. You'll notice the pink stuff on the fireproofing. So I believe they're taking care of that for all trades, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
No, it's just top of wall.
Yeah.
We're doing for our top of wall smoke stop.
Everybody else has to do their own fire stop.
All right,
yeah.
No problem.
All right. Well, I didn't have anything
I'm
written
like,
yet.
Really? That's news to me.
Well, when you look at it, it's kind of hard to really, because it's like all over the place.
Well,
so,
it's a
you know.
Sloppy in some spots.
So, do we ever get inspection on that? I've asked several times.
Yeah,
to
I'm
have,
going to schedule it.
Please.
But I also need everybody else to do their fire stopping, so I guess that's a good time to bring that up.
Well,
meaning MEPs.
Yeah, we just want ours inspected, because then when you guys put your ductwork in, if you say, I'll do that, we got to climb on ductwork to finish.
I think it's got to be multiple inspections.
Yeah. But everybody else still needs to do theirs, and it always happens, you know, the week before the building opens, which is a nightmare.
Yeah, we're going to be way ahead of that.
So we can't be doing that.
All right.
Thomas, Lombardo, JM, EMF, who else? Sprinkler guy.
Anything else on field coordination? Next topic, record documents, daily field reports. Everyone's up to date. I just need TALTs from last week.
I just sent them in.
From last week.
Took them caught up this
you
week.
Are? I'll double check.
I owe you this week.
I'll double check.
Because he did up to the 31st, I think it was. 29th, something like that.
You might be right. Okay. Permit requirements.
Just on record documents. So
yeah.
We've had some observations that some things are going in different than shown on the coordination drawings. So you guys need to update record documents if that's what you're doing. We don't care, but if we need a record document that reflects exactly how it was put in.
Hello? Yeah, let me step out for a second. Hold on.
Okay. Next topic is permit requirements. Just a reminder, all primes provide copies of permits to Savin. Site work still working to submit permits for street opening, sewer storm, street opening for sewer, and Radford and Lawrence Sanitary. What's the status on those?
We have a permit for Van Cortlandt.
Did Leon ever
ask
you?
That's on the schedule to
four,
next.
4 and 11.
I think so. And he has
permits for Radford
and he has
and Lawrence.
He set up a portal. I sent him the whole thing, the link and everything. So,
we're still waiting for the city.
Are they not getting back to you, or?
Very slow.
Yeah.
Well, that's unusual. Yeah.
Well,
this long?
John Pollard was out on vacation.
Okay.
I'll right. follow up with him today.
Let me know if you have any issues.
Sure.
And Talt submitted a new permit for storage location. Talt to distribute once received. Any update?
I haven't received anything yet.
I haven't received anything yet.
No, I haven't received it yet.
Regarding permits, Chris, probably has to do with KG&D. Do we need a separate permit for signage for the building? A sign lady was asking. She said,
"No, that's
just
on the property."
That's it's just a question she had. She's wanting me to bring it up.
No city permits required for signage on the property.
Excellent. So we're good.
Next topic, 2 week look ahead. I just need one from Lombardo. I emailed Ron this morning.
I'm just curious on the community building slab. What is that schedule?
It's not just yet, but very soon. We're
putting
the pea gravel in today.
You still have it over here where the blue thing is?
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah. Tuesday, Wednesday.
We have to give Tolt probably two days to get his pipe in the gravel once you guys are done. So tune it back up. Everyone moves their crap, tune it up. We turn it over to him for 2 days, then we pour.
Next week.
Maybe Thursday,
so tomorrow
Friday.
We'll be finished backfilling 100%. Building up the gravel.
Perfect.
So I'm thinking Friday, maybe we get a couple of guys in there.
So maybe next Tuesday.
Friday, Monday, so maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, the latest.
Give Al a heads up that I'll let him know that to be ready for Friday.
Yes, I'm saying.
Well, next week.
Huh?
Next week. Well,
okay. Maybe it's too late, but we talked about concrete drying out. And that's the last slab to be poured that gets finished flooring, right?
That's not lightweight concrete, is it?
No.
As long as it's not lightweight, it'll make with the manufacturer for the tile floor. It's a lightweight that can keep that damn moisture in. But the regular concrete.
It's wood, no?
It's wood floor.
No. I'm just saying for moisture that we were talking about.
You still need a low moisture content to put a wood floor on.
Yeah, yes. But
I'm just wondering if there's something we can do with the concrete before we place this to accelerate its drying.
Are
we
looking at it?
Before we install it.
The additive in the concrete. I don't think we're going to have to worry about the concrete.
Just a question.
No, I understand.
We seem to always be waiting for concrete to dry to do flooring, right?
Absolutely. But more with the lightweight concrete than the regular maze.
Can you ask your concrete guy?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
See if they put an additive to dry. But
no,
I doubt
he doesn't make the concrete. He buys and places.
I'll ask.
Thank you.
But until you have a closed environment there, this moisture is going to fluctuate based on rain. You can have it open, it rains, and you got moisture in the contact in the concrete that can suck in or below that, and then the sun just sucks the moisture through. So that's a fluctuating until you have a constant climate there in that room.
Okay. Trying to get ahead of a problem.
Next topic is construction observation. Piazza, Mike, and Russ just discussed the curb seating. I believe they're going to go review it after the meeting.
Yeah, it was not available to be reviewed last meeting.
Correct.
The what seating? I'm sorry?
The curb seating in the cafeteria.
Oh, okay.
Construction fencing and barriers still needs to be addressed. Gates are not closing properly. I know site works kind of address the gates a little bit, but the barriers are still all over the place. Look, they go like this.
I wish the recording was a visual recording.
Hold on, Nancy, can you do that?
No, he's got it.
No, can you do that move?
Where's that? Is that all around?
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Bradford.
Everywhere.
Who's moving the batteries?
Everybody.
McLean and Lawrence.
Everyone. People?
Everyone. It's a combined effort.
All the subs?
And yourself. Everybody.
I
No one's innocent.
Got this and that
online. No one's innocent. We've all moved it.
Okay. Bradford is pretty bad, and so short runs should be pretty easy to fix.
Bradford?
Yeah.
Okay,
I'll take it. KG&D stated, typically corrugated 3-inch metal deck comes with closures. Piazza's advised how they plan to make sure the holes get closed. I think they did that.
We are. As we're going, low elevations, stuffing the flutes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mike. Submittals. This is still ongoing battle. I don't know what to do.
Well, I replied. So
I replied back to you if you think.
This is the submittal log that still needs. It's multiple pages.
Whose is it? Mostly.
I mean.
Awesome.
They're resubmittals. They have like one maybe submittal that they owe, but it's like resubmittals. Okay. I don't know why stuff's getting rejected, but it's resubmittals.
And there's also a lot of stuff on there that has to come off. Remember?
And I've addressed whatever you've mentioned.
Okay.
But it's still like a six page.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Let's look at it. Okay.
You know, I'm always here to help, but
no, I understand
we still
what you're
owe
saying.
A lot of stuff. I just get nervous that we're resubmitting stuff. We're getting, I mean, supposed to be towards the end.
But it's maintenance data.
No, there's more than that.
Okay. I am aware
I don't
want
to go through the list right now.
Look at that one. You just got to tell him.
Yeah, I am working on it. Yeah.
I know Brian isn't here, but there was a couple of things that were pending design team. We got the resubmittal on the cold form metal framing. That was revision 5. That was for record purposes. My inspector needs that reviewed so he can finalize his inspections. So that's a big one. The steel decking, CB deck field use, that's also another big one that I need for my inspector. That's a record purpose one. And
you said decking, right?
Yeah, decking and cold form metal framing. And Piazza submitted the acoustical wall panel shop drawings. That's also pending.
What about the lead time on those?
The lead time on those.
That's not a. I spoke with Nickerson 4 or 5 weeks.
From what I was told. Who has this middle? We do?
No, it's an
These are all submitted waiting
to make sure that we have
come
time.
Back
it
to us.
Like we have
correct.
Time.
Yeah, these were submitted waiting to come back to us.
And it looks like there's also one on Russ. I'm sorry. There's also one more for the. This looks like a SiteWorks one. It's the resubmittal of the precast manhole and storm hole cut sheets that was submitted 7/13.
Which structure?
It says it doesn't specify. It just says sanitary sewage resubmittal of precast manhole and storm hole cut sheet. You guys resubmitted it on 7/13. I'm not sure what exactly.
Alright, I'll check on the status of those.
Might be sanitary manhole number 3 in Radford.
I think you might be right. RFIs, next topic. Let's see. 234, still open.
Okay, what are those? Just so we all know.
234, Insight Engineers, New Drainage, Radford Street, submitted on 6/28.
I don't even know what that is.
I'm not understanding what we're talking about.
Who submitted that?
You guys.
We did that with Dave. Okay.
I think that was resolved the other day.
No, I just printed this morning and it's still open.
Unless you look at the actual RFI, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
RFI.
I don't know what it is either because.
That's it, yeah.
234 is still open. Mm-hmm. 238 is closed. 239 is closed. 241 is closed. 242 is closed. Piazza does have new ones. They are GC244, which is the sealed plenum case CC. I'm guessing that's CB.
Yeah.
245, dimension from top of hatch to roof, and 249, EWC railing connection. Those are Piazza's new ones. Tall RFI 9 was responded to. 236 is still open.
That's a big one.
Okay. My understanding, all of them.
It is in Brian's court.
Mm-hmm.
236 and 237?
Okay. Well, they were responded to, but...
You pushed them through on 724, Paul.
Okay.
Yes. 236
so which one? Yeah.
236 only.
Okay. 236 is pending KGD. 247 and 248 are still open. Those are fairly new.
You mean
236
and
237? No, these are Talts.
Yes.
247.
Well, somebody submitted something in Talts.
No, they fixed it.
They fixed it? Okay.
Yeah. I think that's
they
that
fixed
one.
It. That's okay. the railing.
Yes, before. That's that one.
Yeah.
They fixed it. There is 248. That's installation of HVAC disconnect switches. That was just
installation.
Installation.
Yeah.
That was just submitted.
Yes. Okay.
I have the answer today. We'll do it today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or yesterday.
So just circling back to 237, the Verizon utility pole. So the drawing showed, the drawing note said to run the conduits to the Verizon utility pole. There's no Verizon utility pole on the site plans. So she replied to coordinate with Verizon. How are we supposed to coordinate with Verizon? Isn't this a service kind of deal, like an electrical service?
I was talking to Lee about this before.
So how does this get handled?
Good question.
Yeah, it is a good question.
I didn't really see anything in the specs.
Because there's nothing in the specs regarding.
Are you just putting in a pole?
We're not putting in anything.
Are you just arranging for Verizon to put in a pole? That's kind of
Well, that's basically my RFI. Where is this existing utility pole referenced on the drawing?
It says refer to site plan for pole location.
Okay.
Which makes it sound like either there's a pole there or there's a new pole going in. It's vague.
It sounded like new. Can I just see that, please?
Sure. Doesn't really say much.
So we went over this here in the field with Vina, and she thought they were going to be on the C plans, site plans.
Not on there.
But it's not on there.
Okay.
There is a utility pole out there with some Verizon equipment.
Pretty good.
But it's leaning heavily towards the street.
Okay.
And there's a Con Ed transformer on there. There's all types of wiring that looks like it's pulling it. So... our scope is just to bring the conduits to that location. We're not running any wiring. We're not doing so. We just need to know where we're bringing that to. And I'm not sure who's responsible. I'm thinking that the school would have to tell them that they need a service.
Yes.
So how deep is that conduit you have to run over? We're digging that for you?
Because
we've dug that area up and backfilled in the sense of where... We're getting ready to move out of that area.
I'm not sure. There's no detail on how deep to go.
I believe you have some sleeves.
We have sleeves. We're out the building.
Yeah.
We're
outside the building. You're outside the building, but we're outside that area with our backfilling and digging. So
it's something
we need an answer on.
Where is this pole? And does Verizon want a new pole? Are they going to be installing a new pole?
You need to, on that pole, you need to, I know we just went through it, you want to do it in our own building, on the pole and like that,
mm-hmm.
You need to contact OSHA, because it'll go back to your lap. I'm just telling you, we just did it, so.
But it's
The bigger question is, does the owner need to get a new service in?
You do.
Yes.
I mean, I would prefer to keep it like the electrical service, make it or keep it on the Yonkers Joint Schools Construction Board. For you to reach out to Verizon and make it part of your scope of work.
But to tell them what?
Right.
What do I tell them?
Not in the scope of work.
Not.
He's just bringing conduits up to a pole somewhere.
To a location.
What are we providing inside the building?
Nothing. We provide conduits out to the pole, and then Verizon will come in with their wires and terminate on the board.
So you're not running any. I'm trying to think. What are we providing in terms of? I have to talk to Vince. I'm not sure what scope of work is.
I think in the construction, you have conduit pathways for phone systems, and then it's yours. And I think this has been discussed with your IT people and Brian. But
I'll have to get into contact with Chris and Scott.
Yeah, when Brian comes back, he'll know more because he's been at those meetings. But I'm pretty sure it's just conduit pathways inside. So you need to tell us what you need to tell Verizon what kind of service you want. I haven't done that forever.
Because I'm sure you're also going to have to ask for a telephone line for the elevator. Usually, the owner.
They want a hard.
Yeah. Usually, the owner requests that. In existing buildings.
All right, next topic was new items. Water issue at community building basement. That's still an issue. Savin is currently working with a new contractor to try to solve it. There's nothing else more to it.
Well, I think that everybody seems to agree on where the separation is.
Yes.
So that's been confirmed.
We don't have any documentation of that, by the way. There's nothing in writing. It's just kind of like, that's where it is.
And so it's either going to be fixed or the vent line is going to be plugged.
What is it called when you do that pipe underground? Well, you line it, right? Underground? It's called a liner?
Yeah.
Okay. We know it's coming from one area. Why don't you just line it? If it the water stops, you solved your problem.
They got a price for $35,000.
Yeah. And we agree.
It
just needed to be confirmed where it was. So now that's been done. And it's either line it or plug it. And the guy's providing pricing, and it's moving as fast as it can, believe it or not.
Can you line it while there's water in it?
Yes.
Absolutely.
For a lot of money.
But I don't think the problem is at the pipe. I think the problem is at the fitting.
That's what they seem to think, too.
Well, you can't line it. You can't line it if there's a breach in the joint.
They believe they can.
Really?
Yes, they can. They do it down in the city all day long.
dental chair, how's that going? Any update?
No.
Is that a thing?
Stanford Wrecking has them. Brand new.
All right.
Didn't we put a window in the concrete for this? Is there an opening there?
There is. The 6x6 opening in the slab.
Yeah, right. So we're going to figure it out.
electric cabinet heaters, that stuff was all taken care of, and sketch was sent out on 7/13. Regarding underground duct, we already spoke about that. It was repaired, tested. Piazza's backfilling it as we speak. Talt has created a new case for a temporary electric service. We already discussed that as well. KGD inquired why the framing for the lockers. We also discussed that as well. Any other new items? The next scheduled meeting is August 16th.
Oh, we're not going around the room?
I will.
No, we will.
Okay.
Oh, I will. I say that. Right.
Have a seat.
He wants to sit.
Have a seat.
He was sitting there all day.
All right. At this moment, I'll go around. If anybody has anything new to add, they can do so. Artie, you got anything? Other Artie, you got anything?
Just the concrete change order request that we revised the quantities back in, I think, March or April.
So you want to update on your change orders? We can't really discuss that during this meeting, but
just want to get an update.
No problem. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, and the ramp change order request at the academic.
You want to update on that as well?
And the wall cutout for the beam casting.
basically all your change orders.
And those three, and obviously the utilities is being, a big one. I imagine it's being reviewed right now.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Nick, you got anything?
Nope.
Thank you, sir. Fran?
No.
Mike?
Shielding. Our lines on Lawrence Street. Con Ed. Can somebody from here help us? I emailed James French, French James, again.
I saw.
Several times.
And again, and again. He's got to come here and shield these lines. Can
when
somebody?
Did
yesterday. It's getting aggravating right now, so. I keep getting asked about it from everybody.
Can you tell me where they're going to do this specifically?
From the first pole at our first entrance on Lawrence Street.
On Lawrence?
To the second pole.
Just on Lawrence?
Just on Lawrence. Okay. That's all we need. Yep.
I'll see if...
He already cashed a check a month ago now. So.
Anything else, Mike?
Well,
he's
Russ.
Waiting for them to give me a date. It's not coming back.
Old. Russ, you're going to take a walk with me on the review the radius stairs.
Yep.
Just control joints in the sheetrock. It's a little unclear on where they go. So, if we could review that while we're out there.
Can you mark up a plan where you think they are?
I'm not sure about that. Let me see where the information came from, and then we'll.
So it says every 30 feet, isn't it?
It's typically every 30 feet.
Control joint,
but I don't know if a doorway bump out acts as a control joint.
Outside corners do.
Outside corners do. So that's okay. That's good information. All right.
Why don't you mark it up with your carpenter, and then I'll review it with you.
Okay. I'm good. I think we're good for now.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Russ, you got anything?
Yeah, I just want to remind contractors that communications related to the project should go through the construction manager and the architect only.
Is that based on the comment I just made?
Nope.
Anything else, Russ?
That's it, thanks.
Thank you, sir. Jim?
The only thing I have is ERU6 MP4 panel conflict. Any resolution to that?
No. Why was it put there?
Very good question, because it shows there on the contract.
No, it doesn't show there. The coordination drawings, the coordination drawings moved
it. Contract drawings, I did not say coordinate.
I understand that, but that's why it was moved. It was moved because of XYZ reasons, you know, Rick had his reasons, he talked with Brian and everybody else about it. It should have been in the corner of that room. Exactly. That's where it should have been.
The score was moved because of those restrictions.
Yes. So the MP4 panel should have been in the corner of the room, not in front.
I'm not doing a thing.
Okay.
You guys fix it.
I guess this is between J&M and Qualt, really.
We submitted coordination drawings that were approved.
Put it exactly per that drawing. That's a KG from 14 months ago.
It was on your, Paul, it was mentioned also in
it
your...
It was in the punch list, yes, yeah. The field report, correct.
Oh,
it was on the field report from last week. Coordination drawing went back 3 months ago.
We installed the unit on Tuesday. There was no panels here on Tuesday. There is now a panel.
Well, let's back up. Because when ERU number whatever for the second floor went in, it was brought up then. Because the panels were there then. And then we said, oh, it's the clearance to the panel. No, it's the clearance to the pad. We came up with a solution. And then I remember saying, are we good on all the other floors? And everybody said, yes. Great.
According to that, we were.
And then all of a sudden, like, 13-inch deep MP4 panel shows up when everybody thought it was going to be the regular old 6-inch panel. So that's the problem.
It's a 400-amp panel. There's some middles that show...
That panel should have been in the corner, not at the edge of the doorway.
Well, then that should have been noted in the coordination drawings. That's what coordination drawings are for. He spent months and months doing coordination drawings.
Perhaps years.
Yeah. So it was submitted... It wasn't flagged, it was approved, so it was installed as it was on the coordination drawings. If they're not, the coordination drawings aren't going to get reviewed, what are we submitting them for?
Okay,
we all for it on the HVAC shop drawing. There was a comment on the coordination drawings, as I understand it, and coordination drawings were not generated by our office.
They were submitted to your office. I'm sorry.
It was flagged.
It was not
maintained 3 foot clearance in front of pound.
Not the drawing that I submitted. Nothing was flagged, and I sent it to your office.
What needs to happen?
Well, either the panel needs to move,
or the unit needs to move,
or the concrete pad needs to be increased by 8 inches and shifted over.
In order for the unit to move.
And trimmed. You trim the panel.
Trim the pad.
The concrete pad would have to be cut, so it's not tripping as
you
trim
the pad.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's all.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Rolls downhill.
You're going to have very limited clearance around this stuff here.
Correct.
If not.
You can squeeze by, but yeah.
Certainty. My service staff will never fit. That's all I can say. Please, never fit.
You feed them too much.
Not talk about Raul, right?
Yeah, basically there was a steel beam underneath the where the panel showed on the contract drawing.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know why it was installed or where it was, but the MP4 panel should have been in the corner of the room, so you had the clearance in front of it. So
I mean, I think if what was installed first, the HVAC unit?
No.
So, I mean,
it was installed Tuesday. Was installed Wednesday or Thursday.
I think it up in
the
RFI.
Friday or yesterday.
What's the RFI for if we submitted coordination drawings and they're approved?
Well, you have a field condition now that, you know, how can I install this panel where it requires certain clearance from the panel.
The sleeves.
It wasn't?
Absolutely not.
Oh, because I was asking
there.
That.
I installed that unit.
Those sleeves were installed months ago.
I installed that unit.
I just don't recall when that panel went in.
No one can take me to task on that.
The sleeves were installed months ago.
Yeah, because the slab was poured. I mean, you had to... But my understanding was those sleeves in the slab were so you can go into a trough and run everything in and then put it into your panel.
That's not how... He came out with that design yesterday. That wasn't how it was originally designed.
Okay, well, I think the guy who did the coordination drawings probably should have labeled the panels in that room. Or maybe he missed the fact that that panel was 12 inches or 13 inches deep.
Well, we know the location where they showed on the contract drawings, they couldn't go there, period.
Correct.
And even if they went there, the ERU would still be less than 36 inches away. So even where they showed it on the contract drawings, it wouldn't have worked.
But we were fine. If you put a 6-inch panel there, we got it.
It's not a 6-inch panel.
That's the issue.
It's size panels. It's not up to me.
No, it's not up to me either. It's not up to me. I don't size them.
Did you set right the depth of the panels for all the rooms?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely.
We'll work with the engineers and we'll get a directive on how to fix it. We won't argue forever about who pays for that.
We need 8 inches is what we're talking about, correct?
Mm-hmm. How many inches?
I think it's 8.
6.
About 6, 7, yeah.
That's 13, and it's supposed to be 6.
So everybody's calling it a 12-inch panel, and I heard that yesterday.
It's
13. 13.
I have a picture right here.
It's
13.
I know, it's
13.
It's
a little more than
13. It's not
12. Jim, you got anything else, sir?
That would be it, except my requisitions. I'm owed over $2 million.
Yeah.
Like to see that.
Were you asking for number 13?
14.
Payment?
14.
14 is a pencil.
I understand that.
Okay.
But
so
it was
13,
put in almost 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but you submitted it on July 17th. It's early.
Trying to.
You'll get it back today. Don't worry.
The horse.
You'll get it back today. 13 should have deposited in your account
absolutely
this week.
Absolutely not. Has not been.
You should.
I should, but it's not.
We'll follow up with on 13, and I'll get back to you at the end of the meeting.
Was it put in today?
It wasn't.
I did not check.
Jim, I'll get back to you on 13. And 14, Nancy, I believe we'll have back to you.
That's a pencil. That's not a final.
Yes,
so.
But I'll check on the 13 payment for you. Lee, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
Nancy?
No.
Paul?
Yes, we submitted a field report and with our eye on addressing things before walls and ceilings are put in.
Mm-hmm.
So
there, everybody.
Please address them before walls and ceilings are put in.
Yep. And
let's take care of these things now.
Chris, can you upload that to the mail exchange, like the other one? Unless you did already.
I might have, but I will if I didn't.
But everybody got it.
Yes, everyone does have it. Paul, that's it?
That's it.
Russ, do we plan on doing something like that, similar style for Piazza?
I'm sorry, what are we doing? Field report.
Kind of in progress items to address before walls get.
You mean sort of like a free punch list?
I don't know.
Before what, rock?
I guess for MVP is different.
Well, we're going to start looking, now that there's more to look at, we're going to start looking at the job more, so there may be field reports and
okay.
things that are not acceptable, but so far, you know, when we see segmented walls that are supposed to be round, we just speak up.
Okay.
A lot of these things are discussed in this meeting as well. That's why this was kind of our first field report.
It wasn't the first one. The third one.
You know what's going on in my office more than me.
I do.
Artie just has one quick thing to add, and then he's got to take off.
He already had his turn. He can't.
I did.
What do you got?
This is an easy one.
What do you got?
Is the grinding, where are we with the grinding? Like those steps of the seating area at the academic?
He's going to go look at
it. Yeah, we'll look at it right after the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. Nick, you got anything?
No.
Al?
No.
Mike?
Nothing. We're continuing to roughen areas anywhere we can in every building and move forward. And on the observation report, we've already taken some action.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say real quick, it says we're installed water hammer arresters. We've been doing that all along. Like it says in here, they think that we put in just pipe.
Yeah, it looks
air.
Like the water air
yeah,
pocket.
They're not, though. They're hammer
okay.
arresters. I took some pictures.
Great. Perfect. Yeah.
I told
perfect.
Ron when
yeah.
he answers to the port,
yeah, yeah,
no head in there.
But
good,
otherwise,
thank
we're
you.
I got the text message.
That's it for me.
Well, what, hold on, one thing. The vent
yes.
pipe
yes.
in the wall in the cafeteria. You want to
oh,
bring that
gosh.
Up?
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
thank you. I had something very important. The biggest.
Very
in
important.
In the cafeteria, there's a wall.
I'll touch you.
A 3 5/8 wall that they installed as per the drawing.
At the kitchen, right?
We have,
yes.
yeah, we have a 4-inch vent in it for the grease receptor. So that 4-inch pipe doesn't fit in a 3 5/8 wall.
Doesn't?
Sure.
We have an oval.
We'll be close
so,
to that area.
Yeah. So we might have to make a change.
Is the pipe already leaked?
Yes.
And yeah, they just started
underground. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's underground. I
well,
asked.
Why don't we go look at the stairs?
It's basically
go look
a
major at.
Building.
It's not recommended to make it any smaller. I asked, you know, if we could shrink it down to 2-inch, and they said.
What wall is it in?
It's in the cafeteria wall where the kitchen equipment
the kitchen.
Is.
Where the serving line is.
It's right next to the grease receptor in the slab. So you got the back wall and then the first one in the kitchen.
Where is it in the wall? Is it dead center or is it a
no, it's
one
it's
side?
It's more towards one side.
More towards the kitchen side?
More towards the cafeteria
it's
side.
It's not that crappy wall, is it? It's going right
in the no, it's not that wall. Facing it would be towards
right,
stairs C. Yeah, so we'll be out there. I don't know if it interferes with our kitchen equipment. I don't believe so from a quick look I took today. That was our only concern. If you wanted to do a little bump out.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
What's that?
Has Eddie got anything?
I
got a bunch of stuff.
No, I don't need that myself.
So, I submitted a request for locations of equipment in the gym. And one of the things was the clock that goes in there, and the response was to put it at 5 feet.
No bueno.
Okay, so I think that's wrong.
That there.
I responded to that, and I asked if to confirm if 5 feet is the correct location, and I got no response back to that.
I mean, you know, I'm a
said Vina. It's going to be like at a minimum 9.5, which would be in that first course of
so that's
that
the
CMU
one thing.
Band.
The other thing, we got a request for a proposal for the smoke curtains, and I replied.
You sent it in?
Yeah, I sent it in.
Yeah.
So, but I replied because the smoke curtains are being powered from a normal panel. So what happens in the case of the power goes down and there's a fire in the building? The curtains are going to stay. They're not going to go down because the emergency panel isn't, they're not being powered from an emergency panel. So is that the way you want it, to be powered from a normal panel?
Good question. I'll get you an answer.
Okay, so I sent that out. Vina was copied on that email. Also, we had sent in questions. Well, Nancy actually sent in questions from a meeting that we had here on 7/13. ITG is supposed to be updating their drawings, showing new camera location, card reader locations. There was a couple other items that were on that we discussed here because the cameras where they're showing them doesn't work at that location. Same thing with card readers. So that we're still waiting for a response on. The other thing is
who do they work for directly?
The city.
The school district.
Okay.
School district.
So
you can check with Isaac and ITG.
So Eric was copied on those emails.
Yes, and he never answered.
No.
So the update warrants, right?
Yeah.
It was that day we came for that meeting?
Yes.
And then after the fact we all came in
yes.
here? And then we're like, oh, we can't put this here, we can't put this there.
Well, he noted on it, because he had a set of drawings, and he noted it on his drawings.
I know, and then he's just not answering my emails, so.
So that's one of the items that was on that email. The other thing is the data cabling for the first floor. When Vina was out here, she was saying that it's supposed to, all the data is supposed to go down to the basement closet, and the drawing says to go to the nearest data closet. So from the first floor, the nearest data closet would be inside that suite, the health suite. But she doesn't want
to
go in there.
To go there, apparently.
No, that's just for the health suite.
Right.
Yeah,
right. So we need confirmation of what it is that is needed.
It goes to the basement.
Okay. So can she get back to us on that?
It sounds like that's the answer.
I think
she
we're
gave
telling you.
You
now. We'll put it in the minutes
okay.
for that. All right.
Okay.
The health suite data closet is just for the data in the health suite.
Okay.
They need their own
really
segregated data closet.
Yeah. No, well, it's understood now, but that's not what I showed you. The other thing that we spoke about is the basketball hoop switches. There's two. We need the mounting locations for those.
And why is there two?
So that is
opposite
there's
side.
There's two.
Well, it's not like that. That's what we thought, but it's not.
So we need
twice
locations for that.
Twice for whatever reason.
So that was pertaining to an email that we sent back on July 13th. The other question is, we sent Brian an email on 7/20 for first floor teachers stations. So we're waiting for that, locations for that.
Is that an RFI or an email?
No, this is all from field.
You know what it was? We had a meeting out here.
Correct.
And it morphed into a bunch of different things. So I tried to put everything in that email that we talked about that day so we wouldn't lose track of it and sent it around to everybody. And then little pieces were coming back in dribs and drabs. And then these are basically what's left of them.
And then there's also field observations. When Brian is here, he goes out there and